Coach, Jay announces he's declaring for the NBA. Not a complete surprise there for today. Always been a possibility. How happy are you for him?
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, any kid in this situation that's worked extremely hard, you're always very, you know, proud and happy to see, you know, dreams somewhat coming closer to becoming true. I mean, it's no, I think, surprise that any kid that plays this game or any sport wants to reach the highest of levels, and this is just the next step, you know, being able to declare. And happy that he's in a position that, you know, not just declaring, but has the ability to get attention from, you know, the NBA teams by declaring. I think that's a big part of it as well. But, you know, I think Jay has put himself in a position to, you know, be a very good prospect at the NBA level, but also it's really nice that the NBA has allowed these college athletes to test the waters, get feedback, and make it more, you know, like baseball from that standpoint, the MLB, where, you know, they don't have to make a one defining decision that's going to change the rest of their life in a positive or negative way. He'll be able to test the waters, see where things are at, and, you know, possibly still have the ability to go to Louisville next year if it's the timing's not right.
You know, you're kind of talking about it there. It's not every year that you see a kid make the jump from JUCO to the NBA. What does that say about the caliber of player you've had these past couple of years in Jay?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, it's not a player that comes along very often. We were extremely fortunate and to see, you know, him improve and see his maturity improve. And I'm just very thankful for the fact that we had a lot of people in this area, I think, you know, show that appreciation. Our crowds were great. Our fan support was awesome through and through. But, you know, I know Jay enjoyed his time at Johnny Logan as much as, you know, the people enjoyed watching him. And that just means so much to me, being from the area and seeing outsiders be able to come in here and feel like it's home. And I think that's just what people in this area are really, really good at with our student athletes, is making them feel so welcome. And I think that, you know, really does allow and help his progress and allow him to prosper even quicker than maybe, you know, in a different situation. But, you know, just extremely proud from that circumstance that both sides, you know, were able, in my opinion, to help each other.
You know, you kind of talked about it a little bit in the first question that I asked you, but what have you been able to hear from scouts and experts? Where do you think Jay's going to fall in the draft? You know, he gets to test the waters here, but he's hoping to obviously go ahead and be drafted by a team. What are you hearing that where he might fall in the draft?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think only time will tell, because this is just a different type of circumstance right now with what's going on across the country and the world. I mean, they're not able to get in front of people and work out. A lot of video stuff's going to be done, which is much different. And, you know, that can skew things in either direction. And like I said, it's just going to be interesting to see how a lot of this plays out with the timing of it. I've heard, you know, scouts and GMs and people talk to me about the draft being moved all the way back to possibly August. So there's a lot of scenarios being thrown around that is really going to affect the outcome of where he will be. You know, we saw 30, 31 NBA teams come in this season and, you know, watch Jay. Guys were here for several days in a row. It's just amazing, you know, that the amount of time and effort they put into. And really, it's just not surprising from the standpoint of when you're going to invest millions of dollars into something that you would be very thorough with your decisions. So, you know, like I said, he went through this season, handled it, I think, the pressure better than most 19-year-old kids could possibly do in this scenario.
And, you know, it's kind of tough to say, you know, like you say, and I know that, you know, you've got your eyes mostly on the JUCO D1 range and everything, but when you look at kind of the people that are talked about in this draft, there's no one standout. There's no Zion Williamson, if you will. So this might be the perfect time for Jay to go out.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, is a possibility. I think when dealing with the draft and from the pro aspect of it, timing is so much of everything. And I don't think, you know, the scouts and NBA teams understand. A lot of people, I don't think, get just how young Jay really is. I mean, he's only 19 years old. This is a guy that could have been as a freshman in college playing his senior year in high school, and this could have been his freshman year. I mean, he's just so young from when he turned 19. But, you know, with that being said, it's one of those things, too, that, you know, you go to the NBA, you're going to be competing against 25 to 28, 29-year-old men. And, you know, it's just a big difference from a physicality standpoint. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that when making this decision. And those NBA guys are looking at, they're projecting what your potential is going to be. And they want to, look at a 19-year-old kid and what's he going to be when he's 23, 24. So it's a little bit different of evaluations than what you'd see at a college level, from that standpoint. But obviously Jay is extremely talented and has a lot of really good attributes that will translate to a professional level. So, as long as I think Jay keeps working and keeps grounded from the standpoint of grinding it out, I think the opportunities for him will be very high in the near future of making his dream come true.
Well, iron sharpens iron, like they say. You've got some other players on the roster that probably have grabbed the scouts' attention from everyone coming through and watching the team. Sidney Curry, I know, is one that's on a lot of people's minds, but in reality, all the guys on your roster are only getting better practicing with a guy like Jay.
Oh, absolutely, and I think it was eye-opening for Sidney and Jamarion, and of course we picked up Mario McKinney at Christmas, the transfer from Mizzou. And I mean, just we had such a high level of group. I mean, Eric Boss Boone, being in there as a sophomore as well, Trace Young. So I mean, we had a really good group of guys, and it's like I said, this dynamic in recruiting can be different this year. But the good thing that I do rely on is the fact that we have a very good base and nucleus coming back for next year, and I think that work ethic and the drive should carry over. We had enough guys this year practicing with us, and playing that I think see what it takes, what that fine line of being good and then being really good is. And this team started the season 4-4 and finished 28-5 and made a heck of a run, and was playing very well going into the national tournament. But, a lot of those attributes, despite Jay and Boss and Jalen, those guys not being here, I think will be left for these guys to uphold and to carry forward for the next group.
Well, in an unfortunate end to the season with the coronavirus and everything else happening, especially after all the hard work that, you just talked about, but this is something that, the rest of the team can really rally behind, get together one more time and root for one of your guys, hope that Jay can go ahead and represent the school and, kind of bring attention to you guys.
Oh, definitely. And I think he's going to make us very proud regardless. I mean, I'm excited for him in either direction, but, he is a Louisville kid from Louisville that committed to Louisville. I know he's excited about putting a Cardinals uniform on as well. And I think that is, very special in itself to have that opportunity. And he realizes that also, but, when these opportunities present themselves, as far as the pro aspect of it, you've got to, get yourself in there and get your feet wet and get a feel for it. And like I said, however it plays out, it's just going to be a great experience and great learning, curve, help the learning curve for him as he progresses in his career.
Well, Coach, thank you for the time. We're happy for you. We're happy for Jay. We're happy for the program. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you having me.